It's the Free Beer and Hot Wings Show, 1-800-947-3979, freebeerandhotwings.com, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook at FBHW Show. Free Beer, Hot Wings, Steve, Kelly on assignment, Maitland here, Tommy behind the glass. Right now, though, thoughtful or creepy? That is the question. I do think there was a time where this would have been, on the spectrum, considered more thoughtful than creepy.
Okay.
We are not in that time.
Okay.
And I'm not saying it would have been right.
I don't know.
All right.
Okay. I think that this would have always been creepy.
Really?
Yes.
All right. See what everybody thinks.
Okay. A guy that I went on two dates with, who had only ever seen pictures of my dog, took it upon himself to look up my address and mail me flowers from my dog on Mother's Day.
Okay, and pause. And not only... What do you think so far?
Creepy.
That's creepy.
Oh, he's in trouble then, because this is the uncreepy part of it. I think.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I think so far that part. It's creative, I guess.
Looking up the address, though.
It's
That's creepy.
Yeah. It's not looking good.
Mm. Well, wait till you hear this next part. Is where the wheels fall off entirely.
Did he send flowers, but the flowers also came with a card. So this is the card, little dog. Okay. Dear Mom, I think about you every day. Can't wait to see you and give you lots of cuddles and kisses. Happy Dog Mom Day. Love your number one fur baby. P.S. I heard you met this amazing guy who has two dogs and lots of room to play. We should sniff that out sometime. I met this man twice.
Okay. What do you think? Adding so the creepy note from the dog, encouraging him to...
It's so creepy.
Now, I wonder if they had...
Of course you love it. You love dogs and love.
That is an entirely offensive thing that you have just said. Of course you love it. It's creepy.
No, I didn't mean of course you
that
love it because
exactly
it's creepy.
That is exactly what you said. It was there was a comma in the sentence between those two phrases.
Of course you love it because you love and you love dogs.
I think it was a creative way to try to say... hey, I'm still interested in you. But I wonder, had she ghosted him or had they stopped speaking or whatever?
This would be cute if they had been dating for a couple months and he had been to her house and met the dog and did all of this.
Yeah.
But two dates and you had to Google her address?
Yeah, that's something.
Plus, any guy that has to tell you like, oh, yeah, you've met an amazing guy, you're not.
The dog said that, Malin.
Yeah, the dog
said
that.
Right, yeah.
Dogs are wise.
The dog wrote it because he has thumbs to be able to write and type.
When's the dogs well, the dog wise. Should have said, hey, when's that pud going to come over and see me? Something
right.
A little more realistic. Hot Wings, have you tried this back in the day?
Probably.
Yeah. I think I would have too, if I thought of it.
Well, I've said this before, you know, like growing up in the 80s, as guys, we got this sense of romanticism from all the dumb 80s movies where the nerd got the girl because he tried real hard.
With a grand gesture.
You know, like one of my favorite movies growing up was Can't Buy Me Love with Patrick Dempsey. And it was the hot girl, and then he ended up paying her.
Hold on, before you do this.
Yeah, yeah.
Maitland, Hot Wings is going to explain the storyline of this romantic comedy. And I just want you to take it in one step at a time.
Okay.
Okay, now bear in mind... Even as a viewer, you go, oh, what he's doing, he's got the total wrong approach to this. This is not going well, but it ends well.
Okay.
So the initial part is he is like this total nerd. He's in the dweeb club and everything else, but he wants to be popular. Mm-hmm. And he realizes that like the only thing keeping you from being popular is being accepted with all the other popular kids. And how do you do that? You get a popular kid to befriend you.
Right.
In this case, he finds the hottest girl in the school and he's saved up money from mowing lawns, and he gives her money. He goes, I will pay you to pretend to be my girlfriend for 1 month.
She was desperate for money because she spilled wine on her mom's leather coat or something.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, her mom had this white suede outfit.
So she was desperate, Maitland.
That her mom said.
It was either take this nerd's lawn money or have your life ruined.
Exactly. So that's what it was. So, she's desperate. He recognizes it. Because he was at the mall one day when she tried to return it with the wine stains all over it.
Dumbass.
And so and he got this idea and he said, basically, hey, look, I'll pay you for 1 month. We don't have to do anything or anything, but I need you to pretend like we need to walk together like once a day in the hallway or something. Because if people think I'm popular, if you like me, they'll think I'm popular and then I'll become popular.
Okay.
Which there's some reasoning to that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you get into the crowd.
He's not wrong.
He's not wrong. And so anyway, eventually that goes on and it happens. And she starts to actually kind of like him.
What? Get out.
Didn't see that coming, did you, Steve?
No, not at all.
But conversely, he becomes popular and then gets a big ego from it.
Yeah. Oh.
And then like the slutty girls start hanging on him and everything else. And he's like, oh, well, your time is done. And she's like kind of crushed because now she kind of likes him. And he's like, I'm popular now. Look at me. Mm-hmm. And he turns into a douchebag. And eventually it all comes back around full circle and whatever. And then they ride off into the sunset on his lawnmower at the end because they both realize he's like, I was being a douche. And oh, and I like you. And oh, this is great. And so, you know, the oil and water have come together and it's this romantic thing. Yeah. And I've always said, I go, I want to be the guy who rides off with the girl on the lawnmower at the end of Can't Buy Me Love.
Maitland, what Hot Wings is saying is in the 90s, extorting a woman to be your girlfriend was fine.
It just shows me they really don't make new movies anymore because that exact storyline, minus, you know, the coat and the lawnmower and everything, it's happened a million times.
Yes. Is that what Hot Frosty was about?
Yeah, kind of.
It's a common trope, no doubt.
It is.
You know, I mean, there's, variations on that, you know, like the ugly girl who, you know, wants to date the popular guy. And then somebody says, hey, why don't you take off your glasses? And suddenly she's the hottest girl on earth.
She's
all
that.
It's Clark Kent. She's all that, right? So I think, for a certain generation, that's what we saw was the nerdy guy getting the girl in the end by trying real hard.
Does that justify the creepy flowers from Dog, Maitland?
No, it doesn't.
Have you ever had anyone make a gesture for you that they thought was good that you thought was creepy?
I can't say I have. I wish I would have because it would have made for a great story.
I wonder. I'm sure I was.
Steve, I was going to say.
I'm sure I was the creep at some point. I'm sure that I did something. Like I didn't do flowers from your dog, but there had to be something. I would love to, like, send out a survey to anyone
a group text.
Yeah, like to anyone who I ever dated or almost dated or kind of dated, and just be like, "What's the creepiest thing I ever did?"
I was awkward and dorky enough. People didn't have to try that stuff. I was just kind of like, "This guy likes me. Sick. Let's hang out."
Yeah. After two dates, the dog angle is weird to me. To me, it would have been smarter just to send her flowers and say, "Hey, I loved our first two dates. I'd love to have a third."
Yeah.
Because Googling an address to me is not that big of a deal. Everyone can do it. And I can guarantee about 90% of men and women have went, I wonder what this guy, like, can I see where they live? Can I see what they, like, what's their deal?
But it's
like,
admitting
it. Yeah, do they have, but yeah, it's the admitting it. Exactly. Yeah. Like, you got to wait a while to admit it. You
know, okay, like, let's say, what would be worse, Maitland? You've gone on two dates with a guy. We'll call him Josh. And
yeah, just pick a random name.
Yeah. And after those two dates, a little bit of time goes by because you're not like spending every day with each other. Which would be worse? Seeing all of your oldest photos get a ton of likes from him on social media or getting flowers to your house like this girl?
Probably the flowers because the likes on the old pictures, we did do that. We both went and liked each other's oldest pictures. We went through each other's Instagrams.
Like,
was that
knowingly
a plan?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
like,
I
hey,
did
let's
it one
go
day.
Through each other's old stuff.
I did it one day. Just scrolled and started liking things. And he's like, well, are you doing something? And I was like, yes, I am.
So
and
it's
then
very
he
intentional.
Went and did the same thing.
So
and he wasn't
creeped
out by it.
No.
So
if it was the other way around and you weren't doing it, what would you have thought?
It would have been fine. I mean, like, oh, he's stalking. He might have accidentally liked something and then was like, let's make this a thing.
But what if he only liked, like, all of your beach day with the girls pics?
That would be weird.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Or only pictures of you with an ex-boyfriend.
That would be worse.
That would be weird.
He's hearting all of them.
Really weird.
You guys look really good together.
Yeah.
I've already Photoshopped my face onto his.
Oh, God.
We've been together forever.
Now, that's an extra step for sure.
Yeah, I want you to replace the old ones with this one.